Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening for On Fire to Inspire. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. Tonight's topic is the path to discovering the real you. Now, before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors for pouring in and sewing in to On Fire to Inspire. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com, inspiredjewelsforyou.com gives you your $5 paparazzi jewelry and accessories. Only $5, they're a jewelry for women. Women, a little bit about for men, the children. And I'm telling you, ladies, you can get some cute stuff out there. Again, that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. We have the original version, which is a awesome, awesome manual. It's not just a book. It's a manual written by Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, my spiritual mother. And the book is available in physical copy as well as ebook. So you can go to your ebook, your online outlets to purchase the ebook. But also you can email azoelifeministries@gmail.com to get your physical copy. I'm telling you, this is something you definitely want to have in your library because it is life-changing. The title of that book, again, is The Original Version. Then we have Afographics. Afographics is your one-stop shop for all of your graphic and photography needs, anything from newsletters, business cards, flyers, anything dealing with graphics, any of my pictures that you have seen online, Afographics has taken those pictures, all of the flyers, they were done by Afographics, and that is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-P-H-X. Tell all of our sponsors, you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire, and we would love, love, love to hear it. They would love to hear from you, and that we would love to hear from them that you heard it right here. Amen. I'm double-checking our sound now. All right. So we are live with the topic of the path to discovering the real you. And we have special guests tonight, Elder Tori Munson. And I'm telling you, we are excited about having her tonight sharing. The topic, again, is the path to discovering the real you. Elder Tori, if you are on the line, press 1. We'll go ahead and bring you live. And you can introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family. That is, if you are on the line with us. Amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this great evening?
I am good, and yourself?
I am great. I'm great. I'm great. Just giving God praise for all that he's doing in the earth through his people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome, welcome. And I love to have my guests introduce themselves. So if you could introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Amen. Well, my name is Elder Tori Munson, and my ministry is called Tori Munson Ministries, which underneath it I have Single Standing Strong and Divorce But Not Destroyed. And I am geared up to help God's people, to set his people free, to help them unleash the power that is within them.
Amen. So, Elder Munson, the topic itself, the path to discovering the real you, what does that topic mean to you?
That topic means to me that there is a path to get mm-hmm. to who you really are. You just don't get to that place overnight. It may take some trying to get there.
All right, all right. As I was doing the Facebook Live, reminding everybody that we were going live this evening, I was sharing with the people, you know, sometimes people are in transition, and that's when that awakening happened. And wait a minute, I've been living for somebody else. My mama wanted me to be a this, and my daddy wanted me to be a that. And so I've been living that out, but that's not what I wanted to do. And so, you know, you have so many people in transition to find that path to who they truly are. You know, there may be life situations that change, you know, and they're discovering that. Are you finding a lot of that as you're, you know, on your voyage with your ministry?
Oh, yeah. So basically, you know, I feel that, and I know that people will not walk or will not understand who they really are until they come to Jesus moment.
Uh-huh.
And I say that because, and it's a come to Jesus moment because we walk in this flesh and we desire the things of the flesh. And sometimes we allow people to maneuver us, like you said, you know, I did this or I went this way or I took this route because so-and-so wanted me to take this route. But that's not really what I wanted to do. That wasn't really my desire. And a lot of times we allow people to maneuver us, one, into positions, mm-hmm. into places, into venues that we shouldn't be. Two, we allow our flesh to take over and to put us in predicaments or situations or jobs because we were thinking one way and really was not thinking the way that Christ would have us to think. So a lot of times I find that people allow themselves to get tangled up because they really have not discovered who they are to know their true purpose and their true calling, why God created them in the beginning.
That's so true. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going because I was going to tell you, continue.
Okay. So when you have this come to Jesus moment, and I think about when Saul was on the road to Damascus and how he had a come to Jesus moment. He had a come to Jesus moment because he was a persecutor. He threatened disciples. He did all these different things in his flesh. He was a man walking in flesh because when we came to the earth, we came in flesh, but we are really spiritual beings. And so what happens is we're in this flesh, and we really don't know who we are because we're really not fleshly beings. We really are spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. But see, we get tied up because way back in the beginning, here we go with Adam and Eve, when they fell in the beginning, we got tangled up in some sin. And so now we are moving in flesh versus moving in our spirit. And so you don't know exactly who you are until you have your come to Jesus moment. Saul didn't become Paul until he had that moment. He transitioned over and started winning souls for Christ because he recognized and had his come to Jesus moment and started walking in purpose. And so when you don't know who your creator is, so then once you have your come to Jesus moment and you begin to find out who your creator is, you begin to know who he is, begin to chase after him, begin to want the things that he wants for you, desire the things that he desires for you. Because here, we have a lot of people today, and I say this because I used to be one of those individuals where we are in the church, but we're straddling the fence. Right? So we truly are not walking in purpose because we really don't know who we are because we really didn't have a come to Jesus moment. Right?
Okay.
So here you go ahead, sis.
No, I'll say go ahead. I was like, okay.
Once you have your come to Jesus moment, and then you begin to understand who your creator is, who created you. He's the one that made you, built you, framed you. He know how you work. He know how you tick. He know how you clock. He know all these things about you. When you begin to know who he is, then you begin to understand and desire the things that he wants for you. See, you don't really find out who God is because you can only get to the Father through Jesus and through Jesus through the Spirit. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're walking in a natural being, but until we shift over into walking in spiritual, we cannot connect to our Creator the way that He wants us to connect with Him, because He does not connect in the natural. So then you begin to discover and to begin to go and walk in who God has really called you, predestined you, and purposed you to be. But see, when we're in the natural, we are trying to discover who we are. And while we're discovering who we are, we have our ups and downs. We've done a lot of things in our life that wasn't right, that was not pleasing to God. Some people leave this earth, listen to us, some people leave this earth and never step into purpose. Never walk out who God has created them to be. They never find out who they really were.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because they did not tap into who God is, and they couldn't tap into who God was until they had their aha moment with Him. And
mm-hmm.
so you will not meet the Father until you can walk in spirit. Because you cannot get to Him if you don't come to Him in spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And that process of finding out who you are, in that pathway of finding out who you are, you may have a lot of ups and downs. You may have lost some things, may have gained some things, been in some broken marriages, lost your house, got fired from your job, and all these things are happening. Every single day, every week, every month, year after year, all these things are happening. See, what people fail to realize is this, and I'm not saying when you come to God, everything is peaches and cream. I'm not saying. But what I am saying is, and I can use myself as an example, I didn't walk into purpose until I met my Father, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I say
mm-hmm.
for real, because a lot of people say, oh, I know Jesus, I know God. No, you don't. Because when you have that aha moment and you meet Him, honey, your life begins to transform. You become somebody else, like Saul went to Paul. You will not stay the same person you was back in the day. You begin to change.
You better say that.
You begin to transform, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, people get caught up in, I was at I grew up in the church all my life and mama them. But until you get a relationship with Him for yourself, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Until you have that moment with Him to get to know Him, you are so right on that. You don't know. And how can you know who you are if you don't know who your Creator is? So if you don't know who He is. So after you learn who He is, He'll show you who you are. He will show you.
Oh. He will show you. You begin to walk in purpose. He will unfold
mm-hmm.
you. And then what happens is when you connect with the Father, and you know who you are, you begin to die to yourself. The Word of God says in Mark 8:35, for whoever shall save his life will lose it. Come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever will lose their life for me and for the gospel will save it.
Amen.
So here, you have got to deny yourself and follow the Father. And meaning the things that you think are good, the things that you think are cool, the things that you want and desire in this flesh. See, the enemy, what he does is he spins a smoke screen. He have a lot of people right now blinded with this smoke screen of thinking what it really is. And see, he plays with the mind and make that you think that you are in a situation or a position, or you are good in this way right now, for you good, you don't need to follow Jesus. He sends these smoke screens. That's one example. Another example is he makes you not understand. Well, he don't make you, but he talks to you and he presents things to you, so you don't know who you are. And see, when you don't know the Word, you can't walk in purpose. Because you don't really understand who your Father is.
Right.
The Word of God, and many of us don't even follow the Word, and we wonder why we are in situations, devastations all the time, can't get past go. We in the same situation year after year. A person can be in the same situation they was in last year and the year before that because they are not picking up the Word of God and reading who God say we are.
Say that now.
The Lord said, you have to get the knowledge and understanding, the wisdom. You have got to know the Word of God. And so when you lack wisdom and not lack knowledge, you would not get there. You would not get into purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to allow yourself to apply God's word to your life and not just say it, but you have to become it. And that's a part of discovering who the path and who God is, who God say that you are, who you are really. And a lot of people just leave this world and don't tap into who they really are.
That's true. That is so true. So you have your own ministry. You've started writing. You are now authoring. What inspired this shift? Once you, you know, come into your true purpose and identity, what inspired the what you're doing now? What inspired all of this?
Okay, so if I could just be real transparent and honest with you, I used to pastor with my ex-husband. I am now remarried, but I was pastoring, and I went back into the world because I went through a horrible divorce. I went through, I call it my death walk, I went back into the world. I didn't want to be in the church. I was like, you know, our life coach all day, and that's who we go right here. I'm trying to discover who I am, but don't want to live for God. So I kept going in circles, So I kept going in circles because I was denying the Father. I was hurt. And my bishop always says, Bishop Calvin Scott, he always say, you know, we say the church hurt, it's church hurt. No, it's your cross to bear. Come on. I won't say it was church, it was my cross to bear. So in me walking that out, and the place that I've got to today is because I went through and I was discovering the path of discovering the real me, who I was. I went through a lot of stuff in that year or two that I was out of in the world. I did a lot of things that I never thought that I would do. I was smoking weed. Just did everything. If you can think about it, I probably have done it in that year and a half time that I was out there. But what happened, my aha moment, when was God came to me and he said, if you continue down this path, you are headed for a road of destruction and you will die. If you continue down this road, you're going to die, basically. With that being said, I eventually, because it was a transition for me to come all the way back. It wasn't that he said that and I snapped back into motion. What happened is God was dealing with me. He was working on me. It was a process for me to get closer to him, to draw closer to him. My desires began to change because guess what? God had already gave me a warning. I had a warning. And a lot of people get warnings, but they're not listening. Come on here.
Wow.
God has given me a warning, and what happened was it brought me back to this place. See, I began to get my life right. I actually had to degress to progress, so I had to move back from New York back to St. Louis, where I am today. So I had to degress so God can get me, fill me back up. He had to prepare me. He had to, I had to sit. I had to get fed, and he had to prepare me to go back out to do what he had called for me to walk into purpose. So he began to deal with me about singles and walking it out, you know, living single and not fornicating, being celibate, not living single and saying I'm single, and I jump in the bed with this one over here. You know what I'm saying? Because can't nobody see. No, God said you have got to walk this thing all the way out. And since I was tell you, in the process of me discovering who God has called me to be, in that process of walking out my singlehood, I was persecuted, I was talked about, I was lied on. Listen, I went through many nights of crying for the sake of my Father to do his will. In spite of everything that I stood for, people still had something to say. But you have got to understand when God brings you and he's bringing you into purpose, you are going to get persecuted. People going to do stuff to you, talk about you, try to ruin your name. But understand that you are right in line for what God has for you to be. You are right where he wants you, because in that process, God is refining you. God is preparing you. He is cultivating the person to walk into purpose. So I want people to understand that when you start walking into purpose, fear not, fret not of the things that's taking place in your life. Don't digress and want to go back into the world. stand firm on God's word and walk it out, because God is going to get the glory. God said in his word that I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of me discovering me and getting to where I am today, it wasn't peaches and cream. Oh, I went through the fire. Even after living in the world and coming back to Christ, went through the fire. And all that's when Transparent Tory was birthed. That's where Single Standing Strong was birthed. And I was divorced 2 times before I am married too. So that's where Divorce But Not Destroyed was birthed.
Okay. Okay. Amen.
Yes.
But you know, one of the things I love that you said, that people talk, but they're going to talk either way. They're going to talk whether it's something good or something bad. Sometimes they make up stuff just because they don't know.
Come on, but
you know what? When you're doing the will of God, you know, you got to be. I tell people this, Elder. I tell people this. I say, when you get delivered from people, then you've gotten delivered from something. You hear me? So it's not about what people are saying or thinking. It's all about, am I pleasing you, Daddy? Am I doing what you called me to do? Am I doing what you put breath in this body to do and to be? So, amen on that one.
That's right.
So, you and your husband.
Right, when you can get delivered from people and not worry about what people say about you. But see, you know, I went looking for people to validate me. Come on here. I was looking for validation from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go through that process and through that phase of wanting people to accept you, accept what you're doing, and be happy for you and be proud for you. But the whole, but the story behind that is there's a lonely place, honey. There's a place that you're going to have to walk all by yourself in the process. And that's when you get delivered from people, because when you come out of there, you don't care about what nobody say. You don't care
that's
what they
true.
Say. You don't care what they do. You just like, oh, okay, my God is the only one that I'm trying to please at this point in my life. Only what I do for him matters and will last.
Amen. Amen. Now, you said that 2 things were birthed out of that place of really coming into your identity. One of the books you said was about singleness.
Yes, one of my books, well, you can't say one of my books. This is the only book I've written so far, but I have more that I'm birthing out now. But my first book is called Mastering Your Singleness.
Tell us a little bit about what inspired that.
And that what inspired that book was God spoke to me and he told me, he said, you're going to have to walk this out. All the way out. And I heard I was at work at my desk on the computer, and he said, you got to walk this thing out. So I was like, dang, you know, like he just came up, he just started talking to me while I'm sitting at the desk. So that way, when he said that to me, I knew at this point that I had to walk my singlehood out with integrity to the best of my ability to please God, right? So what happened was I started. When I was single, then I started dating my husband, my husband now. We dated for 2.5 years. No sex. We were celibate. We had a real, we gained friendship. And that's what really it was about, having fun and gaining friendship and understanding each other and who he was spiritually. And so that inspired the book, because God said, and there was another book I was going to write before that one, and God said, no, this book is first. Because you got to help somebody with this book. You got to help the singles live according to my word, because you've done it and they can do it too. See, what people sort of realize is it's all about what the portals that you have open, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, everything, those are portals. So what you look at on TV, that helps them up. People that want to have sex and they want to, you know, want to get close, and what you watch, what you talk about, what you listen to, and those things we have got to protect when you're living single. And people don't necessarily do that. So my book talks about that. My book talks about, soul ties. It talks about being the boss of your life. It talks about, it gives you prayer. It's a, there's a prayer in there. There's a prayer of breaking the soul tie. It talks about what to look for in a man, mm-hmm. the qualities of a woman. It talks about all that stuff. It breaks it pretty much down for a person that really is struggling in their singlehood or really want to take it back or just want to master it.
Amen. Now, how can we find or get a copy of that?
You can go on my website, which is www.torreemunson.com,
mm-hmm.
or they can purchase it on Amazon. It's on Amazon as well.
Okay. And you said that you and your husband and you, pastor now?
I'm sorry?
Are you pastoring now? You and your husband pastoring now?
No, I was pastoring before my previous marriage.
Okay.
We were not pastoring now. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Now, how can people follow you and stay in touch and see, because you got other things that God is birthing, and so they can stay,
yes.
you know, stay. So how can they follow you?
Okay, so they can go on to, they can actually go on my website and see what's going on, or they could go
mm-hmm.
to, I'm on Facebook under Torre Munson, and
okay.
then I have another page, Torre Munson Ministries. On Instagram, I'm under Torre Munson, but it's Transparent_Torre. And I'm on Twitter as well. Transparent okay. underscore Tori.
Amen. Anything else you want to share with the audience tonight that can help them make sure they're walking in and discovering their true identity?
I would tell a person today, you really have got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's really based on a decision. It's one decision that you make. Either mm-hmm. you want to be who God has called you to be and walk in purpose, or you don't. It's just that simple. And once you tell yourself and that you want to do it, you take the necessary steps to make it happen. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, when you have that come to Jesus moment, now you have to have your maintenance. Once you know who your creator is, you have to have the maintenance of keeping yourself together, keeping your spirit filled, stay connected to God. And what I mean by that is your prayer life. I mean fasting, you know, fasting, praying, get into a good church. If you're not, you got to have a good church. That Bible-based church that is good, where you can go to Bible class and get the word of God. A lot of people don't like to go to Bible class. They'll go to church on Sunday, but they skip Bible class. But here,
mm-hmm.
you have got to feed your spirit, and you have got
mm-hmm.
to disconnect from those things that will entice you now, or, you know, entice you or drag you the opposite way of God. And let's
mm-hmm.
be real. You got a lot of people, I didn't think that I, you know. No, you do know. You know. You know that you shouldn't be over there. You know that you shouldn't be over there. You have got to stay in alignment with what God has for your life. You know that you shouldn't have been sitting up over there doing this. And, well, I wasn't going to do it. You know, I was just going to sit there and talk. No, you know better. That's not feeding your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
I just told a sister the other day, if you're not feeding my spirit, if you're not going to help push me, if you're not going to help me get to where I need to be or help gird me under or pray for me when I need prayer, if that's not who you are, then you cannot be in my circle. Now,
mm-hmm.
I minister to people and I talk to people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not better than anybody. But what I will say is I'm going to protect my anointing. I'm going to protect my
mm-hmm.
heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people have got to learn, that you have got to protect what God has given you. And with that,
mm-hmm.
you have got to know your limits, know your boundaries, know where you can't go, know where you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
you want
true.
To build your spirit up, not beat your spirit down, because whatever you do the most, that's what you will become. So if you're feeding your flesh, you're going to be walking in the flesh all day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're feeding your spirit, then you're going to continue to be transformed and continue to walk in your spirit. So you're going to get your antennas, your spiritual antennas are going to be up. So you're going to know when something ain't right. But if you're not, then you're not going to know. And you're going to fall into the trap and the pits that the enemy have waiting for you.
Because it's just like with eating. If you're on a net, you know, healthy eating, and you don't prepare your stuff and you don't have your snacks, you're going to eat the first thing you get.
Come on here, because we've done it.
You're
going to be like, I'm hungry. I just want to eat that. Listen, I'm just going to eat that today because I'm just starving. Yeah.
Right. I'll start over Monday. Yes, ma'am.
Monday. Today and today, I just couldn't take it. I'm gonna really, you know, prepare myself tomorrow night for the week.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
If you don't prepare yourself, you won't get there. That's just
right.
Like, listen, that's just like preparing yourself for, you know, when you have a business or whatever your vision is. If you don't, sacrifice comes with that, don't it, son?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You
day
can't
long.
Get there without sacrificing. Huh?
Mhm. I said all day long. There is a sacrifice in it now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. But you know what? At the end result of it is worth every bit of the sacrifice.
Yes,
end
it
result.
Is. Yes.
It's worth every bit. Mhm. Well, tell our listeners one more time how they can follow you, how they can stay in touch with you, because as God is doing a new work and continuing to do things, they want to be able to stay in touch and follow you.
Okay. So I do want to say that on May 1st, I'm sorry, not May 1st, May 2018, which is 2000, listen to me, I'm in 2018, May 4th of 2019, coming up, I am having a Single Standing Strong conference. And this conference is Single, Living Single, and Married While Living Single. It's a conference. I'm speaking that morning. I have a panel discussion that noontime, and then a panel discussion with real talk. I'm talking about ask real questions. They're going to give you some real answers. I'm talking about some real good, deep stuff. And then that night, I have our elder Leandra Green. She's going to bring the word, and she moves prophetically, and I'm excited about that. So that is May 4th of this year, and they could register for that by going to my website, which is www.torree.munson.com, and you don't want to miss it. And you can go to shop, and when you see the flyer, click on the flyer, and there you can. And right now it's $30 for registration, but after May 1st, it will go up to $40. But you don't, the singles don't want to miss this. And this is for married people that's living single. Whether your husband is out and you're living a single life all by yourself, you feel like you're all alone, or whether you are doing some things that you shouldn't be doing, you're acting single, and you are married, and when I say the word is going to go forth, God moved last year. That was my first year doing a singles conference. And I know God is going to move mightily this year. So they don't want to miss that. And that is in St. Louis, Missouri. And they can follow me on Facebook, Torree Munson. Look for Torree Munson. My page is Torree Munson Ministries. And on Instagram, I am Torree Munson and transparent underscore Torree, and I am also on Twitter. And on Twitter, it is, I'm trying to get it to come up, Lord. On Twitter, it is transparent underscore Torree as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, we truly appreciate you tonight for sharing with us. Because it is time for people to walk in the realness of who God has called them to be, the purpose and the plan, and understanding their true identity. So we truly appreciate you for taking the time to join us tonight and share. And we look forward to hearing great things from you.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show and to share what God has given me, that it may have been a blessing to someone tonight.
Yes, ma'am. It definitely has been a blessing to someone, whether they're listening live or they'll be listening to the recording. I know they will be empowered, and I know that it will hit home for somebody and send them in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for sharing with us tonight.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
You too. So, guys, we had a great interview with Elder Tori Munson. I tell you, if you missed any of it, you want to go back and listen to the recording and be blessed by it. You want to go out and get a copy of her book, Mastering Your Singleness, by Tori Munson. She has a website, Tori, T-O-R-R-E-E, Munson.com. And she's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So you can go out and find a copy of her book and find out some of the things that she has coming up. She said May 4th, there's an event in St. Louis, Missouri. Again, the night's topic was the path to discovering the real you. It's time to walk in the true identity of who Christ called you to be. It's no more pretending, no more putting on these fake shenanigans. It's time to walk in the realness and the trueness of who he's called you to be. You are a spirit being living in this earthly body, but it's time to live a life of purpose and live a life of purpose daily. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. This is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Have a blessed and prosperous week.